Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we focus on entrepreneurs, or you want to be entrepreneurs, so that we can provide you some advice, share some experiences, and so on and so on and so on. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's the real entrepreneur in the room. Hey, Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
Doing great, Gene. Good to be with you one more time.
Okay. And my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. And Bobby's our engineer. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Selves.
You too, buddy.
But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple clips that we're going to play for you. And if you got them, Bobby, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes. And so hopefully you entrepreneurs out there want to help us to do what we would like to do for the other entrepreneurs, which is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. So, Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, we're doing great, Gene. We're back here, ready to go to work. See
work
if we
here.
Can help some entrepreneurs out there and see if there's some entrepreneurs want to call in and help us so we can make this hour be worth it.
Okay, you say it's work?
Yeah, it's work.
Sharing.
Unless you're doing what you love.
That's right.
It's sharing.
It's enjoyable work.
It's in sharing. Now, tonight's show is dedicated to entrepreneurs to help us. And the topic is how do you hire help? How do you hire employees? As an entrepreneur, how do you hire employees? I'm going to kind of give you some scenarios. But if any of you have had to hire employees, I'd like for you to share the reason you had to hire employees and any problems that you may have encountered based on hiring those employees. Anyway, so that's our topic for tonight, is to think about when you get to a point to where your business has expanded and you got calls and needs and customers and you find out that you're inundated and you need some help, how do you hire them? What do you look for? What do you want them to have? Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that, because that's what our show is going to be dedicated tonight. And I'm going to pick Mr. Duke's brain, because he's been down that path before, I believe. And I'm going to share with you my experiences as well. And hopefully some of you out there, if you choose to call the show, the number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000, right there in front of you. Feel free to call the show and tell us, share with us how you've handled hiring new employees or just employees, period. Yeah. Because for all of you entrepreneurs that are on that road, at some point, I believe you may have to hire some people.
Yeah.
And so we want you to hire the best based on whatever your needs are. And so how do you hire those people? What do you look for and all that sort of stuff? So I'm going to kind of give you a few ways to look at that, and we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's about all I could say. So, Mr. Bobby, it's good to see you.
Good to see you both as well.
Good to have you back, Bobby.
Can't wait to pick up where we left off. I'll talk some good entrepreneur talk to you.
All right.
Right. Okay, so think.
Good show.
Okay, for you entrepreneurs, think about what it is that you might encounter once you start growing your business. And we're going to take a short break in a minute so that you can think about it. We'll give you a little time to think about it. But feel free to call the show, because we're going to get started on how do you hire workers or employees. I'd like to have you think about it.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Stopping us now.
Not now. We're on the road now.
Any of you entrepreneurs, anybody stop you. You're going to have many obstacles.
Yes, sir.
Just don't stop. Just keep going. And that's how you're going to become, I guess, a big-time entrepreneur and big-time employer and all that sort of stuff, I guess. But.
I hope.
We all hope. One of the things I'm going to say is that you cannot stop, and you will have some ups and downs, and you'll feel like stopping, but you cannot stop based on where you would like to go. So I'm at the point whereby for you entrepreneurs out there that are just beginning, mm-hmm. what happens when you get to the point to where you've got some kind of business or mm-hmm. some needs,
all right.
and you need to hire somebody?
Okay.
One or two or more employees.
That's a good feeling when you get to that point.
And I pulled an article off the internet that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
There are several of them out there, but how do you hire that first worker? How do you hire the first one and then go to the second one and third one? What kind of things do you need to be prepared for in order to do that? So I'm going to kick this off by just stating that the first thing that I think that you need to become aware of is that make sure you have a need to hire someone. Because if you hire someone, you got to pay them. So hiring someone, you must have a need, which means you got to define what that need is in order to hire that person, in order to fill that need or to get going in that need. And so correct, you've got to begin to look at your organization.
Yes, sir.
What do you want that person to do? Because the word do means performance. Okay? What do you want them to perform? So Mr. Dukes, I'm going to put you on the spot right quick.
No problem.
You've hired people before, but I want to, the first one. Can you remember what it was like hiring that first person?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
that was very, very, very difficult too, because I never had an employee before. So I had just finished a employee training, how to hire an individual.
Really?
Yep. And the individual came in. And at that time, I didn't even have a job description. But the individual came in, they sit down and talk to him and explain the job that I had for him that I wanted him to do, and he was very perceptive. And I hired him.
If you don't mind, was it a secret job, or could you tell us?
Oh, no, it was in my profession.
What you wanted him to do?
I was,
or her?
I had an automotive shop. Automotive repair shop. So he must have been able to repair and must have been able to read automotive computers to how to diagnose. And he had some experience, and I was able to hire him because I knew that he could do the job after I spoke with him and talked to him. So in the automotive world, you must be able to diagnose, read the computers of the automobile, be able to scan it. And he had some background. And my first hire was very easy to hire, I would say that. And he, until this day, he's still a good technician.
Okay. Now, what prompted the need to hire?
At that time, I was by myself. I started my business by my personal self. I worked it for about a year to 15 months by myself, and I saw the need, the custom began to coming in, and I saw I had to have some assistance, some help. And on top of that, now what I had to do before, you asked the question though, I had to look at pay. Could I afford to pay a gentleman? And they had taught me that you must sit down and consider a payroll. And that's what I did. I sat down and considered the payroll, how much money I was taking out of the business and how much money I had left over and how would a helper help me. And really I was just hiring a helper. So somebody to, you might say, hand tools and be able to park cars and move cars around. But turned out the guy had so much, he was so energetic, so motivated, he turned out to be my top lead technician.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, you had two things that you had to do in order to hire that person. The first one was to...
have to evaluate him.
But the first thing was to identify the need to hire.
Right.
That's the first thing. And amongst that first thing, you had to write down the things that you wanted that person to do. Is that
correct?
Right?
I had to give him a job description.
You said you didn't have one, though.
At the time, I didn't, but I had to write one after that for him. And not only for him, but I had to write one for my business, that if I was going to hire other employees. And I foresaw at that time that I would need some more employees.
Okay.
Because business was beginning to grow.
So you had to write the job description.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to write how much money you wanted to pay him, which I would think you have to look at your income coming in and how much could you afford in order to give out to pay someone else.
Well, I had to do two things, Mr. Gene. I had to look at what was coming in, and I had to look at what the minimum pay scale was at that time. because I had to meet the minimum. Anything over was good, but that was a set minimum pay scale, and you have to meet that minimum. Now, you can go anything over that, and that's what most employees wants to do, and that's what most employers want. So you have to be able to meet the minimum and give the employer a tentative time when he could probably get an increase.
Okay. Okay, well, that's great. That's great. Now, I have had similar experiences, but I've had to hire trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the need was I needed more trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And so in one case, I had to train the trainer in order to go train the others.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to train your worker? Or?
Nope. Yes, I had to train him in the areas that I needed him to be efficient in. But he had some background in mechanical.
Okay.
So I didn't have to do a lot of training. The only thing I had to train him is how my shop ran.
Right. I was just going to say, you had to train him on how you do your work.
How I do my work, and then
okay,
I could follow up from there with him. And in our career field, we call that one of them, I don't know if you call it a soft skill, a hard skill, but we call it a labor. It's a labor field.
Now that's a labor position.
A labor position.
Yeah, that's not a soft skill.
So
we'll talk about that later.
As a labor, he has a job as a labor, and that was some rules that he must follow. That's why I had to write a job description so he knew exactly how the shop ran and what I expected of him and how he could fit into that.
Okay, so you entrepreneurs, tip number one, do not expect to hire someone and you think they should know what to do in your shop.
Correct.
Or your company.
Correct.
And the reason is because they've never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And every company operates a little differently.
Correct.
Okay, so for the entrepreneur, don't expect your new hire to know what to do in your company.
And if I may interject, don't expect him to know what you know.
Well, that's a good one.
Because in the field, quite a few years, and this guy, even though he may have a little experience, he still don't know what you know.
Okay, yeah. And the second thing for the job seeker, which is coming up next, actually, but those of you that are looking for employment, don't let an employer think that you should know what to do in their shop either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they know you've never worked there before.
Right.
And you know you've never worked there before. Now,
may I add?
Of course.
Even though he has some background in the profession, he doesn't still know your shop.
Very good point. You got background,
right? Right.
Okay, so all of you graduates of colleges and training programs,
mm-hmm,
and skill-based programs, You've been trained in the skill or the major, but you haven't worked in that particular person's environment.
Correct.
Okay, so the worst thing you can do is to let someone tell you they expect you to know what to do in their shop and you've never been there before.
Correct.
Okay, so the entrepreneurs, owners make that mistake.
Mm-hmm, we sure do.
As well, they make that mistake quite a bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, depending on the size of business that you might have.
Right. Initially starting off, there will be some mistake made, Mr. Jean. And if you never had employees before, it's a little tough road sometimes. Because a lot of employees come don't have the background in that profession. They may have worked in some other place, and they may be a good worker, but they don't have the background in that. Put in that position that you want to come in.
Now, I got one question for you, but I think I'm going to just go ahead and ask the question because I know it's getting time for a break. But have you ever used an outside agency to find employees for you?
Yes, I did. That was going to be the next thing. I figured when you moved to the next level, I was going to break that up. But that's when I hired my second labor, or my second individual in my shop.
Okay, because a lot of companies use outside agencies and things like that to find employees for you.
True.
Some work out and some don't.
The city that I was in, they had the program. The city had the program. Individuals coming out of high school, if you hired that individual, the city would pay half of his pay to get him to minimum pay. So you could hire a guy and you had to help train him. Matter of fact, in that time, the city also would allow him to go to school and pay half his pay the employee for allowing him to go to school, the hours that he would miss. So he actually, the employee didn't lose anything. Actually, he gained, because he had a guy going and getting trained, and he's also was able to get paid. And they required then, I don't know what it is now, but then they required you to pay $2 more than what the minimum wage was in the city that I was in.
Okay. So there are ways out there to help the new entrepreneur get started.
Right, and as an entrepreneur, if you're a young entrepreneur training coming up into the employment world, if you check the city, check their employment profile that they have, you'll find that sometimes these are still available.
Yes, the companies are made aware of things like that because as employers, the training entities and those places that provide the programs, they want to get their students hired as quick as possible so they can bring in a new crowd. Plus, they can brag about their people getting hired.
Small Business Administration, I believe.
Right.
And then there's also the money that was given out a couple of years ago that also went to those who needed to hire employees.
The city offered that program also. And if you're in it, they were like, this city here we're in, the colleges has program also, just for entrepreneurs. And that didn't happen when I started. I know one of the major colleges we got here now, they offer that entrepreneur training, entrepreneur program. But when I was starting my business, there was no such thing as an entrepreneur program. But I was fortunate that I had been trained from where I had served in the military. That was my background.
Very good, very good. But like if you think, you entrepreneurs that are out there now, how do you get that first employee or that second employee? There are many things that you've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say there's assistance available, but you've got to look at your organization.
Right.
And define the roles that you want that new hire to play. Okay, but stay tuned because it's time that we go to a break.
Okay.
Listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here with Heinzman Dukes,
being an entrepreneur.
That employee. We'll be right back.
Got to get you what you want.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Money, hopefully.
That's what entrepreneurs are for.
Yep, and we need you entrepreneurs to keep going and keep creating the future. Hopefully you all want to make some money. It comes in different ways and it comes at different times for certain people. Right. I'm one of the ones where I'm still waiting, in a sense.
We're the backbone.
Okay, that's what we're
at. We're the backbone.
Okay, so it's... But we're talking about, when do you have a need to hire a worker or an employee? And so we got as far as talking about having the need.
Mm-hmm.
Once you identify the need, then you've got to be able to think about, what do you want that person to do, which means you got to prepare some sort of a job description so you can tell that to the prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the second thing that we had talked about, you got to make sure that you have enough money to pay them. Now, there are facilities out there that will help you to pay some of your employees if necessary. And unfortunately, Bobby had mentioned to check with your city, but check with your city, check with the Department of Labor, which is now Department of Economic Opportunity, that they call it. Check for places that will help you to get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are dollars out there that they will give you as the first employer in order to help you meet payroll.
So would it be wise to already start, if you're thinking about hiring employees, to already separate your business bank account and start putting together, you know, a fund to prepared for this hiring?
Very, 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 very wise.
If you have it. If you don't have it, get the assistance so that you can get it. Okay? Because I'm just going to say, if you can afford to have it, if you have it set aside. If you don't have it set aside and you're in that position where you've got to hire somebody, then to find help if you don't have the dollars. Okay?
But on that same note, I piggyback on that. Just looked into doing a new business and told the individual I didn't have no money. He said, don't worry about it. I said, put $100 in the account. I said, still, $100 not going to buy what I'm going. He said, well, you open the account and put $100 in there. That tells when you go to ask for money that you have something.
You have an account.
You have an account.
Right.
And you need that account And he said, don't ask for no $50,000. Ask for what you need.
Okay.
So I tell any, it wasn't that way when I started my business. But now.
Nowadays, you can ask for what you want.
You can ask for what you want.
Don't mean you're going to get it.
Don't mean you're going to get it. But what he told me, he said, ask for the largest amount you think you're going to need to help your business grow for the first year. And you might, you may not get that much, but you'll get half of it.
But here's the question. Who do you ask?
Who do you ask?
Yeah, who do you ask?
You start with your banker.
Banker number one.
If you got a banker, okay. Start with your banker. Then okay. if you have a banker, you can go to SBA. You can go to SBA without a banker.
Okay, you can go to the government then.
You can go to the government, yeah.
Okay.
SBA. And a lot of the colleges now has funds, which I didn't know. I found out recently. Colleges have funds that they can help you.
Oh yeah,
to get started on your business.
They have legal services,
have
so you can ask
service.
The questions ahead of time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Great. Right. So as the entrepreneur, do a little research.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what the others did before you.
If you're not sure, call Gene Hodge.
I'll give you some answers. I'll probably give you direction like so many other people do.
He'll give you Mr. Duke's number.
Yes, I'll give you direction.
But sure, we are here to help.
Direction is a skill. Many of you should know.
If we can't help you, I'm not going to feed you no garbage. I'll give you the truth.
Don't be surprised if you get passed on to some others.
That's true.
That's part of the
game.
And
sometimes that happens. There's nothing wrong with being passed on to the other.
I just want to mention one thing before we run out of time because I got another topic here. But some employers will find help because someone volunteers. And they're out there. There are people that are willing to work to gain those skills and abilities.
True.
You still got to have to write a job description.
Yes.
However, some employers will allow the individual to write their own job description.
Sure will. And if I may add to that, that employee will allow you to be successful in your position.
Allow you to be successful.
Allow you to be successful. And they'll help you be successful.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what you want. You want that employee that's motivated and wants to push the envelope to the advantage. And that guy is enjoying what he do, and you're enjoying his success because he will make you, or she will make you.
Okay. Right, because that happened. So if you're fortunate as a job seeker, if you're fortunate whereby your employee says, this is what I want done, you write the job description. Take advantage of that because you're creating your own job.
Yes. Take advantage of it.
And if you're creating your own job, you'll probably do it. And if you get the okay, and that person's going to provide the direction for you, then you've created the job that will allow you to stay in that job and grow.
And let me say this. I will say this. If that happens, because it has happened to me, 10 years down the road, that employee started his own business. And that's great.
Okay, so, however, as the employer, whatever employee you get, especially the first one or two.
Yes.
Have a plan for them to succeed.
Correct.
Have a plan. Okay? Because the plan may come whereby a year from now you get a raise. Or 2 years from now, you get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 years from now, you get a position. You get a different position title.
Mm-hmm.
Because most likely, if that individual is helping your company grow, you're going to need more employees.
Correct.
Which means you're going to need someone else now to take on responsibility of training
the new
employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have a success plan in place that you visualize for the individual. And there are no guarantees that the individual is going to stay there,
mm-hmm.
but have a plan for whoever is there. how you're going to help develop them to grow.
Correct.
Okay? So that's one of the things I'm going to say. However, success means many, many things to many, many different people.
Correct.
I'm going to give you my definition of how do you help them grow. As an employer, help the individual grow beyond your needs. Okay?
Yes.
Help the individual to grow beyond your needs, meaning develop the individual so that that person gives you their productivity and they grow so they can move on to another company in higher position.
Mm-hmm.
Help the person to grow. That person will appreciate that development because it allows that person to grow someplace else. Okay, so someone's looking for experienced people, and they're looking for people with a good track record of performance. So as an employer, develop the person to grow into other positions. Because some people, I say some employers do not develop their people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and some, and I'm not going to say they do it on purpose. They just don't develop their people. They want their people to stay there. And some of the people do. However, most employers know this. I'm just going to kind of say it ahead of time. When they've been there for a while, they get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once you get past two employees. You get three or four, they decide that they're going to slow down a little bit. And you got to pay out more money, and you got to try to push them further. And so prepare your individuals to grow, because somebody else is going to want them, including growing your own company.
That's right.
Okay, so if your company is growing, then you're literally helping them grow. If your company is not growing, then help them grow outside of your company. Okay, help them to grow beyond. Many of you know this already. Because if you switch jobs, for many reasons. I'm just going to focus on many of you people switch jobs for more growth.
True.
More responsibility. And so you go from being, you grow from being the average worker to a team leader, from a team leader to a supervisor, from a supervisor to a manager, and all those things take time and years, and it's all growth.
That's right.
And you can look back and say, XYZ company helped me get here. And most likely, if you're a good employee, you can go back and have conversations with the person that helped you get started, because most likely their company is at a different place.
Right.
And in many cases, they may have a need to hire you back.
Correct.
Because you've gone out and got the experience.
Got more experience.
Exactly. And so I want you to think about that, because that's how people grow. That's how companies grow. So if you're the entrepreneur that's thinking about how do you begin to hire people, hire them to grow beyond you.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break.
All right.
To me, Gene Hodge here,
okay,
with Mr. Heisman Dukes.
Come on back, we'll talk to you some more about it. How about I give you some personal information from my experience?
Okay, we'll be right back.
Ah, don't change that dial. Not right now.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Come on. Yeah, we're back. Same music. Same thought.
We all want to make some more money.
Got to reinforce that money.
Hey.
Right. Reinforcement. That's what Bobby said. So the entrepreneurs are out there, and we need the reinforcement because I believe you're out there to make some money. I hope you are. But we're talking about how do you begin to hire those first employees, second employees? What do you need to do in order to do that? And we're spending a lot of time on just the hiring of that first person, that first employee.
It's a lot of time need to be spent on it, Mr. G.
That's for sure, because both people are going to learn from it. And it's best, some companies are fortunate to find that those first couple of employees grow into great friends, great workers, and they grow with the company as the company grows. To Mr. Dukes, you said that you had some experiences whereby...
My second hire.
Number two.
He came in and he fit all the criteria that I thought I wanted.
Did you have a job description?
I had a job description then.
Okay.
I had written the job description, had it. And the guy read the job description. He said, "No problem, I can do all this." I said, "Okay." And he really could, but he scared me when he said he could do all this. I said, "Now, I've been around a long time, and I don't know if I can do all of it," but I wrote it that way. But anyway, make a long story short, the guy came in, very clean individual, always clean, always dressed clean, always carried very respectful. I came in one Monday morning, and he has taken over the controller job. And I didn't know really how to take it.
Controller job?
Yeah. He was able to control
the other employee?
The process and the employee.
Oh, okay.
How the work came in, how the work. So I was kind of upset. But I took myself and stood back and watched it. And I mean, he did a fantastic job with the people, with the customer, with the employees. And I was kind of blown away, so to speak. And I said, I made a mistake because I let him carry out for a week like that. But what I didn't realize is how he mingled with the other employee.
Mm-hmm.
And the other employee didn't like it because he was a new hire compared to how long he had already been employed. And I mean, he could do the job professional, very professional.
Ooh.
So I had to sit him down and kind of, you know, say, "Look, you got to kind of calm down. I like what you're doing. You're doing this. You're doing everything just the way I want it done." But you got to realize.
What are you talking about, number one or number two?
I'm talking about number two.
Okay. Yeah.
I said, but now number one, who's been here a couple of years, he's not liking that, and I don't want you to overstep your boundary and not respect him. Well, he didn't disrespect him, but the number one employee didn't like the workload coming from him because he was the last one hired.
Oh, okay.
So it was a problem there. And I didn't know how to solve it, just to tell you the truth. I didn't know how to solve it. I didn't want to get rid of him and didn't want the number one employee, because he was all I had at one time. And he was very efficient in the job. He was a little slower than number two, but his job was very proficient. So I had a problem. How do I solve this? How do I not discourage this guy? And I want this guy to be successful. Both of them, I want them to both be successful. So I called him in and sat down and kind of explained to him. And he said, "Okay." He said, "I'll I back off.
Which one are you talking about? Number two.
Okay. But I lost what I learned. I lost some credibility with him. I lost some work ethic with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he felt that he could do the job, and he didn't feel like he should have been downgraded from doing the job when he could do it and do it efficient. And the other guy was just a labor worker. But the number one just didn't like him giving him the workload.
Okay.
So that was a problem. And I'm trying to tell any entrepreneur, if you're in that position and you do that, you got to think how to solve that problem and keep harmonious among the two employees. But how I solved it, not knowing I did solve it, Mr. Gene, I needed the third employee.
Number three.
I need number three. And number three came in about a month later, and number three was an elderly guy. And he was very seasoned in the profession. And he came in and he got with number one, and they he told number one, don't worry about this, that, and other. Let number two do what he's doing, because Mr. Duke sees it. And that's how I got through that. But I could have lost a good employee.
Maybe. Okay. It's a great story.
But I'm just saying, I like to tell every entrepreneur, when you do that, you got to consider the number one source, you got to set up number two, you got to consider number three. You got to set them all down and tell them, this is the guy going to do the job, this is the guy I'm going to put here. And I didn't do that.
Well, could you have used the second person to develop the first person?
He was some, but number one was very developed also by now. And number two came in already developed
right to
the point. And they both was good. I didn't have any problem there. They both was efficient, very proficient. So it was a situation there, being that was one-on-one, and one figured that, well, if he can do that, I'm doing all the work. That's where number one felt.
Well, you will have employees who don't necessarily understand the thought process behind the management.
That's true.
However, if the number two person had more experience and more knowledge, I don't know if they were being underpaid or overpaid, but if they had more knowledge, there's a way to use the one with more knowledge to help the one who's been there.
Right.
Those become management issues.
Mm-hmm.
And managers, some managers find a way to solve the problem. Some managers let the problems get created. And they keep going and going until the productivity of all the employees goes down.
That's right.
Okay, and so you're going to have ups and downs.
Oh yeah.
It's part of entrepreneur growing.
As it is.
And so be prepared to hire that first person.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to free up some of your responsibilities and move on to more.
Right.
If not, you got to hire somebody to handle your responsibilities, and you're still doing the work. Some people do that. Some companies actually do that because they need managers versus workers. Some people enjoy the work that they're doing. They hire managers to manage the company.
And some entrepreneurs, that's what they want, because they want to be able to go fishing and sit out and have a good team leader to be able to manage the shop when he's gone.
That's how you grow a business.
That's how you grow a business.
Right, so you can go fishing. You can take time off. So those things come along with entrepreneurship. They come along with growth of a company. And the one who spent the time to build a company deserves to take off when they get ready. The purpose is to put people in place so you can take off, whether it's for fun or emergency or anything.
So when do I get to that point?
it's coming. It's on the way. All right, you got to understand. You got to explain that to your employees.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Got to hang in there, Bobby.
But think of how many people get upset, and then they leave and go to another company just to get upset again. People make those mistakes, you know, because they're not taught somewhere along the line.
That's true.
But I'm just going to say, as the entrepreneur, your job is to find the best candidates you can to get you moving and free up some of your responsibilities, because you got customers to serve.
That's right.
You got deadlines to meet.
Correct.
So doing it the best way you can, that's your responsibility. Okay, the employees work for you.
That's right.
And hopefully at the start, you put that in place so that they know they work, and they know the hierarchy, until you change it.
That's right.
And so I want you to begin to understand some of the responsibilities that come along with hiring those first couple of people as an entrepreneur, and you will have some problems.
Yes, sir.
Welcome them.
Welcome them and learn from it.
Step into it and learn from it.
I have to say one thing in my endeavor, though. I did not have a pay to scrimmage at all between all that had happened. There was nobody complaining about their pay, because I paid them more than...
That's another topic, because some people do.
Yep.
That's another topic.
Yep.
But not for this session. We'll talk about pay gripes somewhere
down the line.
Once we start paying people.
Right. But we're talking about pay gripes. And so, but I'd like to have you just begin to think about that. At some point in time as an entrepreneur, you're going to need additional help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to think about how you're going to handle those first couple of employees in order to get your company off the ground. It's going to require a lot of people skills, and you'll learn them one way or the other. That's about the best thing I can say.
Yeah.
So
that is
our time is just about up.
Well, we got a few minutes yet.
How much time we got? A minute.
Minute before I got to play old Frank.
Okay, so before Frank come on.
Right. But short time is just about
that's,
up.
That's a good topic, though. That's a good thing to be able to help some entrepreneur out there that looking for that challenge, and that challenge is going to strike you right in the face, and it'll make you want to close the doors sometime.
Okay.
But you got to be strong, and you got to have that go power, they say. You got to have that continuously. Work ethic.
And you definitely have to have one. Help all of your employees grow.
You want them to grow.
Past you.
You want them to grow, because if they grow, they're going to make you grow. And your productivity will be beyond anything else you ever seen.
Off the charts.
Off the chart. That's what you want.
And understand that you are being developed, but so aren't your employees. Don't be surprised if they choose to go someplace else.
Oh, they will.
Because you help them gain the knowledge and ability and personality in order to go someplace
else.
That's
right.
So, but now I hear the music, which means our time's up.
Frank's saying it's time to go.
Okay. Our time's up.
On this hour.
Frank Sinatra, doing it my way. I want you to know that many of you are doing it your way, including you entrepreneurs. Do it your way and make it work. But begin to tell your stories. Go share your stories. Help all of you succeed and grow. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. Okay, but we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.